our assignment for this morning was to bring a verse that shows the difference, or shows something that's different between a king and just a leader. And here in 1 Kings 8:11, says, "And he said, 'This will be the custom of the king who shall reign over you. He will take your sons and put them in his chariots and among his horsemen, and running before his chariots.'" A king is unrestrained. He's the monarch, and he can do whatever he thinks is best. But just a leader has other people that could stop him if he'd make bad decisions. And a leader is a leader because he actually loves the people he leads.
I got 3 Kings 12:13. "Instead, Rehoboam spoke to the people according to the advice of the young men, saying, 'My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.'" And then in Ezekiel 34:16, it says, "I shall seek the lost, bring back the misled, bind up the broken, strengthen the fallen, protect the strong, and feed them with judgment." And I think those two verses kind of illustrate the difference between a evil king and a good shepherd, a leader. And the king, his goal is to have control and power over his subjects. But the shepherd, his goal is to guide his people and protect them and defend them. And everything he does is for their best interests. I think those are some good things to aspire to if God ever puts you in a position to lead.
I thought about Jesus. He is the good king, but he is also a shepherd and a leader. He tells Pilate in Matthew 26 that he is the king of the Jews, but I think what a lot of most kings of the world throughout history have missed, they've used their power for their own selfish reasons. I think a good king would be to have someone who was like Jesus and has the power to force people to bend to his will, but is big enough and strong enough to just be a leader and be a leader instead of a dictator, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And
found a couple of verses here in Matthew 20:25-28. "But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.'" So most kings, they see it as a chance, you know, to have people serve them, and they you know, have many slaves and helpers and everything, and they try to become great, conquer lands and everything. But a leader wants to serve, and he's leading because he wants to serve his followers. And that's one difference I found right here in Matthew. That's a blessing. A good pastor tries to serve and help his flock. So
I got a little story here about George Washington. "On a cold, dark winter morning, a soldier rode out of his encampment and noticed a group of his comrades desperately trying to put a log on top of the wall they were building. Each time they attempted it, the beam fell, and the men were exhausted and ready to give up. The only thing stopping them from throwing in the towel was a corporal who was barking orders. The soldier asked the non-commissioned officer why he didn't lend a hand. "Don't you see? I'm a corporal," he said, not realizing who he was talking to. Without saying a word, the soldier dismounted and helped the infantrymen put the timber into place. He told them if they needed anything, any assistance in anything, just send for him, their commander-in-chief. Why would George Washington take time to help build a wall? Because the man who would be the father of our country knew that the war could not be won without loyalty of his troops. Our country's success depended on their success. And the way he accomplished the task was through servant leadership. And so he was just out there doing what he could to help his troops, and he knew that if he helped them and encouraged them forth, he would have their loyalty instead of just commanding them to do this or that. And so that's an interesting example.
I got a verse here in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2. An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. I think the difference between a good shepherd and or a leader and a king, a good shepherd or leader is there to help the people and to tell them how to do it and is ready to help them. But a king tends to just sit on his throne and tell everybody what to do.
I was reading in the beginning of First Kingdoms, and God wasn't pleased when the children of Israel suddenly turned from him and started wanting a king, because they already had, God was the best leader there could be, and they were already wanting a king. So that's why God gave them King Saul, just to show them that a king is just someone who likes riches and he can fall.
Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. A shepherd's a leader and a king demands. The Apostle Paul said, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ." King Jeroboam led Israel to sin.